Come on, dude. I saw it, and yeah, it's pretty good.
Zed said it wasn't.
That was actually that was a Bill special.
Are we talking about Thrones or
before? It won't ruin anything for you, Connor. I know you just rewatched Game of Thrones. How does season one end? Season finale.
Ned dies
fucking
again.
Ned Stark.
No, he actually dies in episode 8, which is
in the preamble.
So then
he dies in the preamble episode.
Penultimate.
Yeah, and 10th he does
episode.
Die.
Then what happens?
That's all I was trying to figure out.
Yeah,
episode big
episode? Before,
he dies in the penultimate to the penultimate.
Oh,
the pre-penultimate,
I don't think so.
If you will.
Zeke was
going
disappointed
off
with the finale.
Yeah.
Without ruining anything, I'm just saying that.
And I hadn't seen it yet.
I've thought that a lot of Game of Thrones seasons always end like with a fucking like, holy shit. Like,
sure.
Holy shit.
And he was like, remember how season one ended? And I was like, to be honest,
I don't know.
I was like, I remember the Ned scene. I was like, and that wasn't the final episode. That was the penultimate.
It usually ends with a boom, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought so.
Some of them. I don't think the first one did. Welcome to the pod, by the way. I don't think the first one did.
Welcome to the pod is right.
Welcome to the pod.
Welcome to the pod. But I did full barn.
Full barn. Everybody's here. Connor's here. Nick's here.
Woo, 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 woo.
Heavy's here. Mitz is on the ones and twos. Zit is here. And Bruce is running the spaceship.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I don't think, for some reason, I believe. I believe the first season, is it something with the Baratheon? Is how it ends? With Stannis?
Stannis Baratheon?
Oh. But he might not get introduced till the second
season.
Don't know.
Almost don't care. That was the point. It was like, it doesn't always end with a super crazy.
I know,
So I was proven wrong right there.
I thought that was
fucking
crazy.
Whoa. Easy.
Hey.
Well,
you already ruined the 9th
good
episode for me.
I actually do kind of want just a full season recap / review from it, though.
It's my favorite show ever, and then now we have to wait fucking 2 years to fucking see what happens.
Oh, Mitt's all the way in now? I mean, I remember he was watching early on, giving reviews, but now, like...
But now he's because
he hated the other game. He hated
a full
Game
mark
of Thrones.
Yeah.
So. And now he's a full mark?
Yeah. I cannot stand Game of Thrones. I might have to actually go back and start watching Game of Thrones again because this series, I guess, was so fucking cool. But I mean,
Thrones is 1,000
cool
times better. Though.
I can see why people get very upset with you all the time.
Yeah. That is so not true. Thrones is not better. There's not a bunch of fucking dragons in it.
There
They're
is. If you get in,
up.
You gotta play it safe.
And to be honest, there weren't a bunch of dragons in this season.
Yeah, they kind of that was kind of a ruse, to be honest. I mean, there will be because we are going to get the Targaryen civil war at some point. But yeah, Mitt, if you like this, like Thrones is.
20
legitimately
times.
20 to 100 times better than House of the Dragon is.
See, the thing about Thrones that I think I just couldn't really grasp, and I can actually grasp in this.
Way
is
too
that
complex
this,
for you.
Yeah, this focuses on one fucking, like, in general, family, storyline. Thrones is bouncing fucking this fucking town, and then this fucking town, and then I don't know this fucking guy's name, and then I forgot
well,
this
fucking
guy's name.
If you pay attention to the map at the beginning of the show, you're fine.
It tells you everything.
Yeah, it does tell you what they will be focusing
this
on
is,
in that
This
episode.
Is completely random, so if they would do a very complex, like, Harry Potter, like, TV show, Game of Thrones-esque, would you
Rest
watch
Rest in
it?
Peace, yes. Grimly.
1,000%.
I
even
though Hagrid, you son of a bitch.
Rest in peace, Hagrid.
Actually, Tony, glad you brought that up. I just watched Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Classic.
And when you see Hagrid, it's like, damn.
Yeah. Damn.
Rest in peace.
This hits different. And I carried it into Goblet of Fire. And when Lady Maxine...
Cedric Diggory?
So you had yourself quite the Saturday.
It was quite a Saturday. And it was like a throwback Saturday because it was, damn. This guy's fucking dead.
Sorry for your loss.
Gosh, thank you.
Fucking dead. We're all going to die.
Yeah, I would absolutely watch that, Zeke. I am excited to finish Thrones because I'm definitely going to start Rings of Power.
I'm with you on that.
Are you going to start Rings of Power?
I will. Because remember, when they both start, I think we all agree, like, hey, it's a lot at once.
Well, we also were upset because they
no one's brave, smart, or kind.
True.
They didn't have any men talking of honor, power, swordom.
Also.
Bravery.
Really, all I've... I got the new duty.
Okay.
Duty. So you're playing story mode.
Yeah, the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
It is unbelievable.
Soak McTavish?
Yeah. Soak McTavish is in it, and so is Ghosted Captain Price.
So is this a prequel? Because
no.
Soap is deader
what,
than shit.
What time frame
or
are
Captain
we in? 2022?
It is November of 2022.
Yeah, so
okay.
But Captain Price got shot in the fucking head.
Captain Price is not dead. He's still alive. You may have thought he was dead in Pripyat, but he's weapons hot and ready to go, Rog.
He looks slightly younger somehow.
He does.
Too.
I don't know
he
if
does.
I can buy into
Here's
that.
My question. Because the one thing some of the Modern Warfare games have pissed me off. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what pisses me off? Go ahead.
They were a little too technologically advanced.
It is not like that.
Good.
Yeah, I don't like those either.
I didn't like when they were like fucking had the backpack and you could fucking run
out
of walls.
Out of here.
Yeah. No, that one sucked. That was worse.
Give me 2022. Fucking put me in Baghdad. Okay.
Boots on the ground.
Let me go to work.
I told Connor that it's... So if you approach it, like, I mean, it basically is like just watching a movie that you've never seen before.
I saw the graphics.
The graphics are unbelievable, especially on the PlayStation 5.
Did you go third-person mode?
What'd you go POV?
I need a PlayStation 5.
First-person.
POV.
I don't even know if you can go third-person. You probably can. In multiplayer, you can.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's like a massive like cartel aspect of it, which is sweet. Like, it really does. I mean, it's just... It's fucking incredible. And when, they drop you alone in Mexico with Soap McTavish and you have to meet up with Ghost.
That's awesome.
And it's sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to get it as, I need a PS5. I've decided that.
What do you have?
Just an Xbox.
360?
No. Come on, Tony, what is this, 2019?
Get with the time.
Yeah, Xbox One X. I need a PS5 because especially.
Can you get those?
Just circle back to what Zeke said about a Harry Potter show.
The Harry Potter game?
The Harry Potter game comes out in February.
It's only on PlayStation?
No, but all
Do
of
you get
the,
to be a wizard?
You get to be a wizard or a witch. It's up to you.
What
you
about a Wiccan?
What about a...
What's a Wiccan?
I believe a Wiccan is a group of witches.
Can I be a mudblood?
So you could be a mudblood. You can't say that into a mic. You're going to get canceled for saying that.
You can't be a mudblood, no.
Yeah, you can't say mudblood.
Well, fuck, what do they call it? A
mixed blood.
A mixed blood.
Okay, Jesus Christ. But no, all the special features for that game are strictly PS5.
What kind of features really? Are we talking here?
We're talking extra spells.
We're talking
better
invisibility cloaks so you can see Hermione's bombos in the shower.
And we're talking more
Spelliarmus. Willow. Do you yell Spelliarmus?
Yes, you have to yell the spells or else they don't work.
Crucio.
Yeah. Well, that's unforgivable.
Who's the lady crying all the time in the bathroom?
Moaning Myrtle.
Yep.
Oh, man,
she stinks.
She sucks you off in the PS.
I was
going to
say she's moaning the entire time.
Doesn't Harry Potter end up porking her?
Oh,
or is that another
You're
lad?
A scumbag.
In a way. Awesome. In a way.
You're an absolute scumbag.
That's the case. She does. Cheeks. She porks a lot of people.
It's very Consuela-esque.
Swims in a bath.
Yeah, she swims in the bath. All Cedric Diggory, you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, that's video game talk.
That's video game talk. Video games. Yeah, if you like Duty in any way, shape, or form, I mean.
Dive in.
I'll probably, I'll play multiplayer for maybe like a week, 2 weeks, and kind of get my fill, and then I'll be done with it. But the campaign is fucking unbelievable.
Yeah. Zomps, I'd love you got Zomps.
I don't know if there's Zomps. I was never really a huge
You're real
Zomps
Mark
guy
if you only
myself.
Play Zomps.
I love Zomps.
I never used Zomps, and I never strictly play Zomps.
Fucking Mark, dude.
But Zito, Connor, and Ty had
good
so
far. Yeah, you guys are Marks.
All right.
Well, they changed it so you could play cross-platform, which was actually sweet because all these guys had Xboxes and I had a PlayStation, and we could all play Zomps.
So if somebody has, like, Sega, we could play them?
No. If you had Sega, yeah.
Yeah, and if you have Sega, you're also 85 years old. Bye, AQ.
C-A-Q, safe travels.
C-A-Q, safe travels.
It's friend of the program, A.Q. Shipley, who is making his way back to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Penn State.
But no, I will probably get the Call of Duty down the road. I got to figure out how to get a PlayStation. I'm just sick of this shit.
Honestly, I would have never got...
Zeke's got like eight in his
Zeke basically took the reins and got me one. And that was the only way. There was no way I
told could've... you, if you want me to get you one.
Okay. I'm officially in the market.
Is it because of the...
Are you
fucking
too good for his PS5? What's going on?
Can you not get him because of the processes?
No, because they just don't have
them
in the stores.
Microprocessors.
I'm not a big online buyer, so I need it to be in the store. So every time I go to...
Miles, Kenefic.
Or Wolf.
Followed by the dumpster.
In this country...
If he died, he was probably fucking doing something wrong. Now fuck off.
Okay?
Miles Kenefick's mother.
Hell yeah.
Automatic weapons don't add inches to your cock. That's not what they say.
In this country.
Pretty close.
No ticky.
No laundry.
It is fucking wild that PS5s are not just readily available right now. It's what, 2023, and they came out in 2020?
Well, they are blurly available right now if you just wait a little bit. But no, yeah, I hear you, Mitt. They are.
I agree.
They are impossible to find.
Every
really
time
are.
I go to the store, I'm like, today's the fucking day. And it never
you got to get that in your head, though. It's never going to be on the shelves.
Honestly, ever. I wouldn't no. think never. That, but I saw a couple Xboxes on the shelves.
Xboxes, I feel like, are very easy to find, aren't they, Z? Like, those, yeah, are, like those
even,
are available.
Even when it was hard to get them, it was the easier one out of, like, PlayStation and Xbox.
Get one from fucking Target, right? No, maybe not.
No, and that's probably just on the website.
Yeah.
So, Zeet, if you see one...
No, I got you, yeah.
Okay.
Zeet will get you one. If you say, hey, Zeet, I need a PS5, yeah, officially. Say,
everybody DM Zeet.
One of Zeet's
No.
I don't need to do that.
No, that's in the trust tree.
One of Zeet's minions will find you a PS5.
See, but Thank you, Zeet. Like, the last time I did this before I got mine, before I just went to Zeet, and I was like, I need you, pal. Okay? I need you to go out. I need you to go find me a PS5, Zeet, right now.
Yeah.
People will just inundate you with, like, DMs, like, hey, I bought one. If you just pay for shipping and give me $800, I'll send it to you. And then people will get all butthurt when it's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. No. I want to fucking feel this thing with my own two hands. Zeet will get it done.
All right, Zeet. Thank you for doing
this
for me.
Thank you, Zeet.
Yeah, gotcha.
Thank you, Zeet.
Outside of that, everybody have a good weekend. What did you guys do? Anything?
Good weekend.
Just chill.
I feel like I watched an older movie.
Top Gun.
You watched Top Gun.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that, I mean, Top Gun. Top Gun.
Have you watched Expendables yet?
Yeah. No.
Stop fucking
around.
No, watch it, Tony.
Bruce needs to watch Hardball. I found out Bruce hasn't watched
Hardball. Bruce, you've never seen Hardball?
I've never seen Hardball. It is all my to do.
Get out of here.
I need to watch that, too.
My best friend's dad was equipment manager.
There you
for
go.
The Cucumbers?
There you have it.
Yeah. Oh, Kawaiyus, the real team name, yeah.
Oh, wait. So that was a real story?
Yes.
Tony.
Yeah.
You know the you know the big slugger for the Wautaws?
Yeah.
Who has the glasses?
Frank Thomas.
Yeah, basically Frank Thomas, who hits a bomb off Miles, the game. They won't let him wear the headphones.
Kenefic.
That kid went to Coe College in Cedar Rapids.
Really?
Played football with a bunch of my buddies, yeah.
The actual
was
actor?
Good?
Yeah, the kid who played, yeah.
That's hilarious.
He's a good player?
I mean, I don't know. He's a linebacker.
Bruce, do yourself
big,
a favor.
Mean son of, he's mean,
mean
cuss.
Mean cuss.
Yeah. We were talking about it on Hammer Down because it started with fucking, obviously, you know, him losing a bet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wade Little had to do some.
You
want to
kick my ass? Nobody can kick my ass like I can. And then fucking Keanu puts his head through a car window. It's awesome,
Community
Bruce.
Service. Good combos.
Mm-hmm.
Great fucking movie, Bruce. Check it out.
So my buddy, they sued them because they like stole the story and they made Keanu Reeves' character like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And
Connor O'Neill.
Yeah, and then later on, they were all sitting in a box in the 2005 World Series for the White Sox. All the people on the... What do you call the jury?
Was G Baby there?
Basically.
Stop. In spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Bruce,
was that real?
It.
Was that a real element of the.
I hate to say no.
No, yeah, they just made that shit up.
Well, I feel okay.
He
I don't feel bad for him.
Smart.
Raised his arms.
Wait, the Hummer EVs is in Call of Duty?
Tony. I actually do not remember that part, but I'm sure it is. You're probably riding in the back of a Hummer
53
with
seconds ago.
Gaz Garrett is so big.
Put out a tweet that said fucking room for the squad.
Is that the guy from Community?
That is no, it's not, but that is my guy fucking Alejandro.
Oh, he's a beast?
He is.
Villanueva?
Pretty much.
Essentially.
Special forces for the Mexican military.
Okay.
And then obviously Alejandro? You have fucking Ghost right next to him.
Do they play fucking Alejandro by Lady Gaga?
They do, at the first time.
Alejandro! Alejandro!
Yeah.
What a banger.
I love Lady
Gaga. Alejandro! Alejandro!
And if you love Lady Gaga, do not watch House of Gucci. Because it is a terrible
It wasn't
movie.
That
House
bad.
House of Gucci was terrible?
So bad.
No!
She's got the, she's the co-lead in the new fucking, in the Joker sequel. That's
yeah.
Like
I saw that.
Musical.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Oh,
yeah. Shout out Gaga. I love her.
We haven't
yeah,
talked about the movie of the year.
What's that?
Black Adam.
Black Adam.
Oh, yeah, you saw
it.
The runway is yours.
It was so good. I was a little worried when I saw Rotten Tomato give it was a 50
Did
or
you combine
60?
Weary and worried?
41.
Yeah, it's Mike Francesa. Are you weary?
I was a little worried, though.
Okay.
But after I saw it.
90% audience score.
That's exactly.
Oh, that's
I
all
trust,
that
Adam. I trust that
Adams.
Now. Black
that's
Adam was absolutely amazing. The after credits, there's an amazing scene.
Really?
The Rock already kind of spoiled that
Superman, right?
Social media, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's Henry.
You and you said there are also other.
Yeah. So Pierce Bronson's character in the movie, very
I love
very good.
Pierce Bronson.
Does he?
He's a dog.
Legend.
Does he stop a fake volcano?
He's one of my top 20.
He does not stop.
He's in your top 20.
He's in my top 20.
Damn.
Wow.
So you're telling me there's a 39% tomato meter, but 90% audience score? I love that because I know that I'm the audience.
The people.
Yes. Yeah. The people loved it. The fucking marks hated it.
Yeah, Marvel has completely infiltrated Rotten Tomatoes.
I agree with that, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If it's a Marvel movie, oh, this is fucking sweet.
Did you guys also know The Rock took this, like, this, the movie 10 years ago?
Yes.
Is Yellowstone guy in the Rotten Tomatoes actually. System?
Yeah.
Who's Yellowstone guy?
Travis. No.
Will Patton?
Marcus. Jarvis. Jarvis. Is Jarvis in the system?
He's not.
Jarvis is in Yellowstone?
No. Jarvis.
Oh, in Rotten Tomatoes.
Is he in
Are you talking about Paul Bettany right now?
Yeah. I'm talking about Marvel and Jarvis.
Yeah, Jarvis, give me that in Hot Rod Red.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, isn't he the...
Right away,
doesn't Jarvis have the Yellowstone in his forehead?
Yes, he does. Vision. Okay, now I get what you're
saying. Vision, okay.
Paul Bettany. There it is. Yeah.
Vision's in the system. Yeah. Man, you're changing the Rotten Tomato numbers.
There's a strong possibility, but I will say Black Panther Wakanda is going to be awesome.
Yes. New Ant-Man Fire. Trailer looked pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
Fire!
Kang's in it.
You guys are marks.
Yeah, we are.
No, see, yeah, we are. Eventually, you will come back.
I won't, though.
I don't think you will. I think he's too far gone.
You got to watch Lady Hawk. You got to watch Lady Hawk.
Cinematic universe.
Yeah, I guess when you look at like the timeline of the movies and stuff, and I was the same way, because remember, after Endgame, they did Loki, and I was like, oh, okay, so we're just going to do this forever. But the movies and shows are actually good. So, like, you'll have time where it's like, okay, I have nothing to fucking watch. And then you might stumble on to, let's say, Moon Knight. And Moon Knight's pretty sweet.
Moon Knight was
okay,
good.
Now here's, you would like here's, Moon Knight. Here's what I'll say.
I like Oscar Isaac.
Yes. Oscar Isaac Big is
Mary Fraser. I love Oscar Isaac.
I have moved to the portion of, in my Marvel career,
okay,
where I will see every single movie. And if it's a character from a movie, I will watch their show. Like, I watched...
Loki.
I watched Loki. I watched the
WandaVision.
WandaVision. But see, like Moon Knight, I was like, I'm not invested in She-Hulk. So,
I thought you said you didn't want to watch She-Hulk because you hate women.
No, I believe I said I wouldn't watch She-Hulk because there was a chance that Wooby Wooby was in it.
You're fucking Excuse Cardi me? B, Megan Thee Stallion.
No,
Wooby Wooby,
fucking
Wookie from Star.
Chewbacca. No, the fucking Bash brother from fucking Mighty Ducks.
Oh, fucking Foggy Nelson.
Foggy Nelson. There's a chance.
No, the other guy. The other guy's
Foggy,
in
it. Isn't
it?
Fucking
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
I didn't watch
Daredevil. Either. Stinks too, and I don't want to see him at all.
Spoiler.
Can't see
spoiler.
Me.
She-Hulk fucks the shit out of
really.
Fucking blind
dude. Guess who's back what? In on She-Hulk?
Oh yeah!
There's a hardcore sex scene in She-Hulk.
Oh yeah!
Does what she was, fucking pick him up and ragdoll?
Yeah. Does she say you won't like me when I'm horny?
Hopefully it lasted apart. Long with You're Roman swipes.
That's my secret. I'm always horny.
We can do it later.
No, go ahead. It's a perfect time for it.
All right. Most guys have tried different ways to last longer.
Well, they're trying not to nut in She-Hulk doesn't always work.
That's why the folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman swipes. The secret
Sorry, Foggy
that we tell you about all the time to longer lasting sex. They are safe, effective, and no prescription is needed. Try swipes today with a special offer just for our listeners. For the first time, Roman is offering 20% off your first order at GetRoman.com/thepod.
Did you say 20%?
20% off.
That's got to be the wrong number because that's a lot.
GetRoman.com/thepod.
That's awesome, Bruce.
Well done, Bruce. Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, everybody had a good weekend. Let's get into the Pod.
Pod.
Back in the New York Pod.
I don't think I believe this, but
I don't.
This picture has been circulating around quite a bit. It was like,
which
hey,
one's the eyes?
This guy took a red close picture of an ant, and this is what its face looks like.
That was the problem.
Those aren't the eyes.
The first picture that came out, it was too zoomed in. You couldn't see the eyes up top.
Those are its eyes.
The
bullshit
red things are the antenna.
Those things on top are his fucking speakers.
And it didn't look like they had the sweet mandibles.
He does. He is wearing Bose speakers on his forehead.
But he do. They're just closed.
And I get it. Like, yeah, this thing is scary, but guess what?
Roll up on me.
Yeah.
See,
roll up on me.
Pull up.
See, I shout
out. Roll up on me, bitch!
Pull up!
Get your ass clapped!
Shout out to this guy, whose name I forget.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead. You have it in the back of your head. Just go ahead and rip it.
Microscope.
Yeah, when have you ever been shy to let
you actually made fun of him because he died.
Thank you.
His wife died.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ricky Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Thank you.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
The ant kind of looks very, very similar.
But Ant-Man, the ants don't look like that.
Yeah, but which one's more scientifically correct?
Ant-Man.
I don't know. This looks super fucking fake. This looks super CGI'd to me.
All right, so now we know it's real.
The yellow thing's coming out of the mouth is what really gets
the
me.
First Whiskers. One that Nick tweeted out was way different than this one, right?
Yeah, it was just zoomed in on the nostril and nose area.
There might be
this one's sweet.
See, it's just way zoomed in on the front.
I mean, if that was the face of the end, then I'd be in.
That's
looks like Gengar.
That's actually the character from Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, also, yeah.
Maybe those are the eyes. Maybe the other ones are fake eyes.
No, I think the angle of this.
No, you're right. We all know the fucking answer.
Now I see the eyes here.
Yeah, this one made me
light up the eyes, boys!
That actually does look like the thing that Grandpa Mori Tanaka has to for the boys to light up the eyes.
NBC News is a credible source, so they would not put an uncredible picture of an aunt out there.
Depending on which side you have.
An aunt.
No, they play it down the middle.
You told me that was an ant's asshole, and I've been like, okay.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty cool asshole, yeah.
They should actually spin it around and show us its
they
buttock.
Should.
That would be actually cool.
Aunts don't have assholes. They poop out of their legs.
Oh.
Is that right?
Are you being serious?
I can believe, if you said that.
A fly, and they poop every time they land.
So
there it is.
Well, it comes from their hands.
Do they all have foot fetishes for fucking too?
Jesus Christ!
Because they have a bunch of legs, Bruce.
Yeah, that's a terrible presumption.
Things can't just be fucking horny all the time. You kidding me? Look at this guy's face.
Maybe every once in a while, a leg goes.
Oh,
wrong
fuck me! Fuck me! Oh yeah, please fuck me.
Mama.
Hey, you want to share this crumb and then we can fuck afterwards? Yeah. See that guy saying that.
Yeah.
Touch my whiskers.
For sure.
Yeah. I bought all her crumbs and she wouldn't even fuck me afterwards, that bitch.
He looks like a passionate lover.
He does.
Yeah, you think that guy's passionate?
Yeah. He's probably just doing that for, 25 seconds.
We'd lick your butthole.
Yeah, these things don't look like this. Next. Mm-hmm. McDonald's teams up with Krispy Kreme test donut run. McDonald's is really going for it this month, folks. Krispy Kreme announced on October 18th that it will be offering three of their donuts, including their original glazed, at McDonald's restaurants in Louisville, Kentucky, and the surrounding area during a limited time test run. This is a good idea.
What do we got
this
a test
is
run,
be
though?
Absolutely fucking
just roll
people
them out.
Love Krispy Kreme. Just put them everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no reason to test run this, although a good test market. Down there in
Perfect.
Kentucky.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
This would have been the real test market.
They know that if you throw a fucking McDonald's photo on those drive-up window menus, you know what? I'll try McDonald's.
There's no reason for it.
Also, why aren't we talking, let's get some Krispy Kremes with a sausage McMuffin.
That's what I thought this was because I didn't read it.
Jesus Christ.
And I figured they were doing fucking that.
A crispy
So this is just
McGriddle?
Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's.
Yeah, you guys are
it's only a matter of time.
This could be just a long play for McDonald's to fucking steal the recipe and start making a bootleg version of these.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the machine, right? That's what's big about Krispy Kreme is the machine who makes it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, now I'm thinking about this a little more.
Yeah.
Because of what they've done with Coke and Sprite, maybe they do make something just a little different that makes the donut that much good.
Chef's kiss.
Maybe it'll start glazing Big Macs after a while.
That would be sweet. Yeah. I mean, everyone loves the fucking McGriddle with the syrup nugget in there.
Yeah. We could. I mean, we could.
Yeah, I do.
We could.
You like the McGriddle?
I hated the McGriddle.
Really? Fucking McGriddle.
To be fair, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, give me two of those. So I had one, and I was like, oh, this is not.
Yeah, it's a heavy.
This was not what I was expecting.
It's a heavy.
Gave the other one to some meth addict next to the gas station.
Did he enjoy it?
Talking
I don't
about
know.
Gas
I think he might
station.
Got killed for it.
I had a gas station right next to me in college that had these Krispy Kreme donuts every single day.
Nice.
They were fucking amazing, and the best part about them is after like 4 o'clock, they cut them to half price.
That's pretty good.
Awesome.
That's genius. Shout out gas station.
I went to the store the other day. Was that a couple Fridays ago? I brought some fresh.
Yeah, and you went to one of the actual Krispy Kreme stores where they make them fresh.
I saw them fucking jizz on them and shit.
Yep.
Wow.
Damn. Really?
Yeah, those lines are fucking sick to watch, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Shout out McDonald's.
I love donuts.
I had a buddy in college. He was a dog. He would walk into a gas station that had the Krispy Kreme. So he'd always, first thing he did, he'd walk in there. put a Krispy Kreme in his mouth, immediately eat it, then walk up to the register with two more and pay for two more.
What a beast.
That is a dope move.
Yeah. Have you ever done that at a grocery store where you're like just eating food while you're shopping?
No.
Sometimes.
I do that with drinks.
I hate the grocery store, so I'm in and out as quickly as possible. I ain't fucking around eating in there.
I hate the grocery store, too.
I'm on a war path.
I go every other fucking day.
I ate a Kit Kat once while I was walking around, and my hands got all chocolatey, and everything I touched became
evidence.
Oh, fuck.
Take it easy, gloop.
They're going to catch me.
Oh, no, I got chocolate all over the Doritos.
I wouldn't be surprised. Jesus fucking Kit Kat boy's back. Fuck is this
God.
Guy? Kit Kat bandit.
Kit Kat boy just walked in. Someone keep an eye on him.
Get eyes on Kit Kat boy right now. He's in aisle 14.
He's got a Bears sweatshirt on and clogs.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's probably what it was. Like, the cameras were moving in my direction every time I moved.
Mm-hmm.
He's got chocolate on his slippers. How the fuck did it get down there?
Shout out McDonald's and Krispy Kreme.
Shout out. And the Today Show.
And the Today Show.
Katie Couric.
A woman was charged and accused of freeing a swarm of bees on deputies. It looked like Rory S. Woods of Hadley, Massachusetts, in the center there, was wearing a beekeeping suit while taken into custody by the Hampton County Sheriff's Department officers in Longmeadow, Massachusetts. She's facing multiple assault and battery charges for allegedly unleashing a swarm of bees on a group of sheriff's deputies trying to serve an eviction notice. Some of whom are allergic to bee stings, she said. Authorities said.
Exactly. Hell yeah.
If you know anything about Longmeadow,
dogs.
They're very good at lacrosse.
Okay.
And they got some fucking dogs in that.
Is that next to fucking
Shortman?
Cal Ripa? What's
Fall River?
Fall River down at the casino?
Aliquippa?
No.
No.
Aliquippa, good steel town.
Not Gloucester.
No,
not
what's
Gloucester.
That fucking? There was all those stupid.
Oh, Billerica.
Yes. Yeah.
No, this is Billerica's North Shore. Longmeadow's out in the boonies of Massachusetts, kind of out by Foxborough almost. I have never been there personally because it is in the part of Massachusetts.
When are we
going to
go visit
exist.
Billerica?
I mean, we can go to Billerica and Mac 2's whenever you want, Tony. It's a fucking glorious place. Unless it is past 10 o'clock, then you got to get the fuck out of there. But no, I mean, this lady's kind of a genius.
Yeah,
this
is also the plot of Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, are you allergic to bees by chance?
Kind of. Richard, you can't drink in a car. Don't you know that?
This is the plot of the whole movie, Tommy Boy?
Basically, yeah. It's a good 15 minutes of it.
A lot of Tommy Boy.
Sorry, I did not know that.
Shout out Rory, though.
Yeah.
Kind of a dog move. This guy's also fucking pissed. He's got a
shout out this lady and the cops not knowing this. Never serve a warrant to anyone that's got a Nissan Xterra.
Yeah, you're right.
They're gritty.
Super gritty. Yeah. Andy Bernard had one.
2003.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm surprised they didn't.
Will sell me this.
They
never heard of it?
Come on.
Three, two, one. Sell me this car. Now.
It actually looks like the cops took the beehives in custody.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't come out and say, she's wearing a ballistic vest. Aim for the head. Yeah.
She's so pissed. Who's gonna get my fucking bees?
And they were just trying to serve her an eviction notice. It's like, hey, Rory, you haven't paid for rent in fucking 2 years. All right, got to get you the fuck out of here. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Swarm.
Yeah.
Release them.
I wonder how this ended. We'll never know.
An obstruction of justice charge, I would imagine.
You don't know, Bruce.
Well, I don't know because she was going in on multiple assault and battery charges, Bruce.
Because they were fucking. They were basically. She was using
those bees were mean cusses and they were allergic.
Yeah,
this could be man's fucking.
So. It's Hadley Mass cops. I'm surprised they didn't arrest the bees too.
She could be charged for using.
And Hadley Mass cops are like fucking animals? Joe Hadley.
No, since they're allergic.
Dogs.
Deadly weapons. Salt with the deadly.
No.
Yeah, it's a chance.
Hazardous materials.
All right, Gert.
Hey, shoot this fucking bitch in the head. You think any of these cops said that?
Yeah. You kidding me? Fuck this. Fucking kill her.
Tony, what are you trying to
do? A lot of two.
I fucking hate bees.
What are they using in war? The chemicals that you're not allowed to use?
Biological
Thank
warfare.
Thank you. Bio-warfare.
Yeah. Biochemical warfare.
That's what she's going to be charged
with. Oh, so you're saying war crime.
Gas?
You're talking about
war
fucking
crime.
Terrorism.
Orange. What is it?
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange. Yeah.
I'm talking war.
You're talking war game.
War bees.
It's against the Geneva Convention.
It is against the Geneva Convention.
Send fucking white phosphorus.
Mm-hmm.
War bees.
Next.
War bees.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, this is not good. A missing grandma's body was found in a monster python that swallowed her whole. I assume this is in fucking Indonesia or something.
Could be Florida.
Typically, this type of shit doesn't happen in the United States, but hey, you never know. Where's grandma at? I can't really make her out.
Well, you can see her in the body.
See her in that one.
It's a large, lumpy, fleshy
part. I think she's been cut out of the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, this is a sad funeral.
This actually probably does happen in Florida, by the way, and we just don't know about it. It's like, oh, someone went missing drowning, but...
Sure.
The Everglades.
Python just
hey, where's grandma?
Pythons. Pythons give no fucks.
This looks like the same force as the guy, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. It does.
Could be so well.
Soy Chet.
Yeah. Soy Chet may have actually...
Soy Chet is a shapeshifter, so this actually could have been him that morphed into a... A python, yeah, like his fucking been. Mortal Kombat, you know, yeah. animality.
Soy Chet is basically Jafar.
Yeah. Could have been his wife, too.
1, 2, 3.
1,000 years old.
27.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
Soy Chet's English is actually much improved.
It's
I
not.
I fucking hate that guy.
I regret so to inform you I have unfollowed Soy Chet.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, what happened?
I mean, it's only a matter of time.
Play the hits, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Bula. Go around and punch people in the face.
Exactly.
Yeah. You stopped counting. I was out.
Yep. I agree. R.I.P. Grandma.
R.I.P. Grandma.
We'll miss you, Grandma.
R.I.P. Sort you up.
Oh, jeez.
I saw this, and I was pretty jacked up when I saw that. Not that
dirty, dirty
not
boy.
That he's dead, but the world's dirtiest man, Amu Haji, who last showered 60 years ago, is dead at 94.
This dude's a legend.
Can you imagine what this fucking guy smelled like?
So, when he died,
probably good.
When he died and he fell to the ground, did his body just fucking...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, they made sure he died in the field because he smelled like poop, so they needed fertilizer to grow the crops.
Looks like Gimli.
He does. Come on.
That, dude. So this guy, showered in 1972?
Yep, and that was
and
the
then after that, he was like, fuck this.
62.
Fucking tired of wasting water. Fuck this.
Yeah, I'm not doing this ever again.
Yeah.
This dude's beard and hair combo is the grossest I've ever seen in my life.
Hold on.
Go on.
Is Jack Compy?
No.
So this guy's whole thing was he'd go around and he would smoke like animal shit and get high off of it.
Animal shit? Oh, so you're like telling poop? Me he wasn't like of sound mind not showering for 60 years?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying this guy was innovative, you know?
I mean, this dude was probably tripping fucking balls all the time because, I mean, you guys all know where.
You don't think he had a steady 9-to-5 job?
How did this guy live to 94?
I respect that this is the feature that Bill chose to chime in on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually killed this guy. saw him
out in the desert.
Imagine the dingleberries on him.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Crusted up. All
fucking
over his
toe
ass.
Cheese on this guy.
I think we need to go.
Oh my God.
Could have feed.
The fucking smegma around his nuts.
Oh, man.
No, fun fact.
He might have had an inch of fucking paint sweat.
Yeah. I did read this article. He did get a Brazilian, though, like every fucking month. He was actually pretty clean because he did
torture.
Clean up at the local fucking
that's
water hole.
Lord of the Underground, Amu Haji. I'm sure people are pretty bummed about that.
Oh, yeah.
This made me feel way better about not going to the dentist ever because if this guy can make it in 94, just, you know, raw
dog. Shout out his nose.
Well, actually, he had an incredibly...
Yeah.
Great smile. Very white teeth.
Yeah, his dentist actually
came dental
out. It didn't say fine. It didn't say he brushed his teeth every twice
yeah.
a day.
Yeah. Twice a day, sometimes three
for
times.
Some,
never missed
for
the
some floor. Reason, nope. I doubt it.
His dentist came out and said, I am absolutely crushed. I'm
pretty sure by the picture he does not have.
He's my favorite patient. He came in three times a week. Amu Haji. May you rest in peace.
He doesn't have eyes David's or teeth, hungry. And he has the world's largest fake nose.
No, he does have eyes. It's just there's about 6 inches of soot right around him. You can't see the whites of him. But yeah, I mean, you know, not a bad life eating raccoon poop and other stuff like that
sure.
all day, every day.
I didn't know a beard could go from your cheek to the edge of your eyeball either.
How much money for this guy to sleep in your bed for one night?
Do I have to sleep in it after?
$25 billion.
Burn that fucking bed.
Oh, with him man. In it.
Yeah. All right, Amu. We'll see you later.
How about $10 million?
No.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, yeah. Wait, yeah. What do we have to
I'm
do?
I'm not sleeping with him.
What do we have to do
I'll
after
sleep
he sleeps?
With him. $10 million.
You got to keep the bed for like a month.
The sheets?
Yep.
Same sheets?
Same sheets, everything. Pillows.
100%.
That's a long
time. Yeah, I will
$10
million.
$10
million.
Yeah, I'll sleep in a fucking hoodie and sweatpants and be just fine.
Yeah, I would rather get it.
Nose plug.
I would rather
just put a clothespin on my nose.
I would rather get it over with and spoon with the guy for one night. Than
I'll sleep naked.
All right, well, here we go, Bruce. How much for you to make out with Amu Haji?
Reminder, he goes to the dentist
three times a week.
So it's actually kind of nice.
Yeah, but you would have to smell his beard and his mustache.
Probably $30,000.
You're a dog, Bruce.
You are a dog.
You would not do that for $30,000.
Maybe 50
grand.
Probably 50.
30, 7 minutes in heaven.
$30,000 to fucking bet on West Virginia one weekend and lose it all right away.
Basically, if West Virginia covered, my price might be a little bit steeper.
Sounds like the voice of a man who just purchased a brand new truck and is already sick of that car payment.
Yep. Sounds about right as well.
Okay, Bruce. So $30,000 to make out with this guy.
Just a quick. Quick kiss.
No. No. I said fake out.
This is give passionate. Us a kiss.
So that means
like it's like 3 minutes.
Yeah, that means Amu Haji is licking your lips and shit.
All right, I might need a little bit more.
Almost, $30,000.
I want you to suck on his nose for 30 seconds.
See,
that's a good one.
That costs $25.
Like
nice
a lollipop.
And salty, yeah.
Yeah, like drinking a pee.
Sucking on a salt cube. Bruce, have you got the Giants lights for when you open your doors and they come show on the ground?
I haven't, but a patron of this year program did send me some pretty sweet options.
Okay.
All right.
Get those now. That's okay?
Sick. Okay.
Knock it off. And how much for you to tongue this guy's butt?
$35,000.
Yeah.
$32,000. Yeah.
$32,500.
Maybe you'll be lucky enough to make $100,000.
Bruce, how much to give this guy a Nuru massage?
Yeah. Ooh. There he
goes. See, Nuru massage is actually not bad because I believe most.
Hot wax would probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And normally you get water. You get a shower before the Nuru massage.
Bruce is having to take him in the shower and give him a sponge bath. So.
Come on, Amu.
This guy.
No, I don't want to do it. No.
This guy's my fucking
Do you think he avoided rain for 60 years, too?
No.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, it's going to rain. I got to get under the soon.
No, I bet if it started raining, he was like, okay, I guess I'm sleeping in sewage pipe tonight. I'll get wet. I just need to be laying in poop while I... Fucking shout out Amu Haji. He lived out a long, successful... This guy was actually magna cum laude. He was graduating class.
Yes, he was. He was.
Next.
Shout out, you dirty bastard.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
go.
Breaking news. The McRib is coming back on Halloween, but this time, it's its farewell tour.
Thank God. No. This sandwich fucking
Shout out the locations
sucks.
That are going to put the McRib on top of the fucking donuts.
Oh,
yeah, and also McDonald's, you know, this is a classic. Last time you can get it.
Yeah,
and this time
sure
next year.
Coming out of retirement.
Yeah. For real the last time.
Yeah, we swear.
I've never had a McRib.
If it's really? The worst
it's not
fucking
bad.
Sandwich of all time.
I've never
it's
had
so
the.
It's nothing to write home about.
I've never had
the. The Arby's rib sandwich was so much better.
Oh,
than
that
the
wasn't.
Rib.
Well, yeah, because that's slow cooked pork. That's actually braised
we
pork.
Get it,
it's delicious.
You're
Bruce.
Trying to get Arby's back on the show.
Yeah, is Arby's coming back or are we with not with them anymore?
I have no idea.
That's weird. I was asking you.
they no longer pay us. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
We should send Mitt to one of these sales meetings. He could dress up like fucking
Ben Affleck.
Goodwill Hunting.
I'll tell
junkie.
You what.
Yeah, with his fucking.
You suspect.
That is a good idea, actually.
Retainer. That would be awesome.
Just like set up a call and just you know.
How much money do you have in your wallet right now?
I'm not saying I'm gonna do the job, but if I had $200 in my left pocket.
Yeah, shout out to McRib. Actually, you know what I think we should do, Mitt? You should have to eat one of these on the next show.
I'm not eating.
Yep.
Yeah,
you are.
Yep. I mean, you two haven't had either. I think we should make
have
this a threesome here.
I'll do it on the
no,
show.
I've had a McRib. They fucking suck.
Oh, I'll have one on the show.
All right,
I'll have one on the show. I mean, it'll give me terrible diarrhea, and my stomach will probably hurt for you know 2 days, 2 weeks afterwards. But I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Time it has pickles on it, right?
Yes.
I love pickles.
I like pickles.
Don't twist my arm.
I like turtles.
All right, so Bruce will order you guys 5 McRibs. He'll eat 3.
You guys
can have the
Brucey
2.
Ribs?
Yeah.
All right, next. It's done.
Brucey wants his baby back,
baby.
Baby
back,
baby
back. Brucey wants his baby back, baby back, baby back.
Brucey!
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 Baby back ribs.
Donkey sauce.
Gangster.
This was fucking spreading around like hotcakes. A woman who contracted an STD after a janitor put his penis in her water bottle and took a piss in there, I think.
That's a crime.
Oh, he took a pee?
I believe so. Or he just has a very dirty penis and was rubbing it around the lip of the water bottle.
Well, what did she say to the guy?
Get in here and clean my fucking trash!
Yeah, that's
see, good. I didn't read the story.
Bruce, can you pull this up and can we get some context? Because
I understood, I didn't understand why he was putting his penis in the water bottle, but if he was taking a pee, I for sure understand why he was
also,
putting
his penis in the water. Also, what kind of water, are we just talking like your classic, you know, ice mountain water bottle? Because if that is the case, this guy has a very skinny penis.
Yeah,
very
or
skinny, small penis.
Or is it like the take-home water bottles? Like she fills it up every day and she probably smacks him with it. Take out my trash, squire.
You swine!
That's why I strictly drink out of these individuals. Water bottles. There will be no penises entering my small mouth water bottle.
Hold on.
The individual is penis sick, man.
Hold on.
54-year-old victim.
His penis is a deadly weapon?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He actually sweeps it. He doesn't have a broom. He uses his dong.
Yep.
I mean, he could have went Amu Haji, so.
The salt with the there's a video?
Hell yeah.
I don't think we should watch this.
Her water, well, yeah, we're not going to, we don't need to see it. I don't know what that
There's
is.
Not going to be a video.
So there actually was a hidden camera.
It's like breaking
like there
news.
Was surveillance footage.
Here. So where's the water bottle? Which one is it?
I don't know.
Those are Hanson.
This photos. Sick bastard.
Might just be about. Might just be a stock photo.
Those are like, dick.
That's not.
Those are sanitizer bottles.
Look, I couldn't handle it anymore.
Oh, there's one right there.
Put his dog
there's
in
a
my
bottle right there.
I knew he
There's
was.
The bottle.
Peed and drink.
Wait, that's a fucking 5 gallon. Did he put his penis in
he
that?
He dunked his balls in his dick in a collagen thing?
And oh, that was.
Okay, here we go.
Just threw the tip of his dong in there. And
so he probably did piss in there then. Yeah.
Shook it up real nice afterwards.
Oh, you got new electrolytes, huh?
Before long, the woman began noticing that her water started to smell off as well.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. Yeah, it looked yellow and reeked of urine.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So she's
lady. I don't think that water.
I get it. This guy was doing his job. He was cleaning the office. He had to pee. Fucking bathroom's far away. Pissed in this water bottle. Forgot to throw it away. Fucking oops.
That probably is what happened. But she said that the man is a fucking sick individual.
Shout out his dick, though, for being dirty enough that it's considered a deadly weapon.
Incurable
dirty
STD.
Dick motherfucker.
You know, this happened more than once, right? Because why do you put a secret camera, like a hidden camera, right?
Well,
I swear I've drank piss before.
She knew that Diaz was fucking with her stuff, and turns out he was
fucking his name
her
Diaz?
Stuff.
Diaz, is it?
Yeah, it is.
She could be doing that, or allegedly she was going live on
Chatterbait.
Old Diaz.
Allegedly. Just kidding.
Judging by the Wombosi.
Smell your waters.
She may have. Next.
Oh, there you go. Same guy.
Yeah, it was classic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Some unfortunate
Get
soul.
Get this off the fucking screen.
Sprouted a 2-inch dragon horn on the tip of his penis. Mitt, take it away.
Click next.
How did this happen?
Click next.
What the fuck?
Get it off.
Why is there a picture of a cornucopia?
My God, yeah. Is that a summer squash just popped out of nowhere?
Not this fucking
Jesus
bowl.
Fuck.
Jesus.
No, it's a fucking gourd from a pumpkin patch.
That's what it is.
Growing right on his ding-ding.
Ew,
ding-ding.
Dude.
You know, the only way to get that thing off, too, is they had to take hedge clippers and...
No doubt about it, too.
Hammer
Make
it
sure.
down.
So let that thing keep
like
growing.
Sandpaper.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to pay almost 75% more for a turkey this Thanksgiving, you're going to have to eat his penis.
No. Stop fucking showing that, Zeke.
I'm going to go get this.
Zeke, go back.
Do it. Do it.
No, I'm looking down.
Look at the crust on the bottom of the on the gourd.
That's just some pumpkin pie.
I swear I didn't put my dick in it.
My gerbs.
That pumpkin pie looks delicious. That turkey looks delicious.
Carrots look delicious. The Brussels sprouts look delicious.
Bud?
The fucking stuffing looks delicious.
Bud?
Even the cranberries look pretty
good.
And
I hate cranberries.
So do I.
Yeah, but everything looks pretty good. This is good. Thanksgiving.
I'm pumped for Thanksgiving.
So am I. But this is...
Where's Frank Lucas?
This is an issue. Americans are paying almost 75% more for a turkey this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I might
go out.
Love that.
I got
turkeys are expensive.
I got a... deep freezer in my garage now.
Hell yeah.
I might go out maybe this weekend and get a butterball.
You got a deep freezer? What's that?
Hell yeah.
Huh?
What's a deep freeze?
It's like a, it's not a fridge and a freezer, just a freezer. Yeah, just a freezer. It's like a chest. And
you just like put slush.
Put a bunch of shit, what?
Like where slushes were. Just in those big box freezers.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
when they? You went down to the ballpark.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you put your little league team was playing.
Where you put your meat.
And you wanted a fucking slush.
I got tons of meat.
Yeah,
I
got meat in there. Got breast milk.
I got milk.
What?
Got everything.
I got deep freeze.
So I'm going to probably go out and get a butterball.
Yeah, I'll probably look around for some free throw competition around here. Usually you go to one of those things the day before Thanksgiving, you win it, they'll give you a fucking free turkey to take home on Thanksgiving. So I'll probably do that.
Or you could head down to wherever Denzel's giving out free turkeys out of the
Bumpy?
Back.
Bumpy Johnson.
Bumpy and, yeah.
Yep, Bumpy Johnson is right.
Bumpy and Denzel.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Bumpy and Denzel.
Frank. I can't wait for Thanksgiving next.
Oh.
Yep.
Sorry, Bogo.
Bobo.
YouTube member Bobo. Bono, affectionately known as Bobo via Z, apologized for convincing Apple to automatically add U2's 2014 album to everyone's iTunes.
Little backstory, sent this story in, and Z goes, too late, Bobo. and then he said, and then he did Bono with the star asterisk or whatever underneath and said, nope, sorry.
Too late. It's
too
Bobo.
Late, it's Bobo.
See, they should have just added, like, where the streets have no name, but instead they added, like, 15 terrible songs.
Yeah.
Every breaking wave. Yeah. I still remember that coming on, you know, if you're AFK. Away from speaker and not keyboard.
Yep.
And you can't change it.
Yeah.
And that fucking song pops on.
And Bobo came on.
Yeah, Bobo comes on.
All jokes aside, why is Bobo waiting so damn long to do this?
That's a good question. He wasn't sorry. That's fucking why.
This has been chewing him up for the last fucking 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Like Papa John.
It was only 2014. That felt like 28.
That felt like a long time
ago. It did feel like 28.
Hello.
I got no time for the O's.
Yeah, or put that on.
I know for a fact that was not 2014.
Like, why didn't he put on a couple
hello.
Bangs?
I was in fifth grade. And
call me Bobo, like, yes you will.
Pretty quick.
I think it was 2014.
For what?
I mean, I didn't have an iPhone probably until 2014.
For what? It just said hello. There's no way that came out in 2014.
Says it right there.
I was in fifth grade. I remember the exact classroom I was in. I had my first fucking iPod. It was sick. It was an iPod Touch. I had hella games on it, and then that fucking album came on.
Songs of Innocence is the 13th studio album by Irish rock band U2, released on September 9th, 2014.
Wow. Hello.
That's not the album that got pushed on.
Yes, it was, you fucking buffoon.
I had a phone then.
I don't want to tell you,
what?
Dude. I mean, it is what it is.
I just came.
You got to go argue with the timeline, brother.
Yep, that's right. Maybe your dad had songs that you had on there, and he was listening to Hello, when he was watching film, and maybe that's what you fucking saw.
I don't know. I don't think my dad's listened to anything other than country music since, like, probably 1970 when he was born. And
I believe it.
I think I had an iPhone before my dad did.
Fucking watch my corn pop in rose.
What the fuck just showed me?
Put that album on my goddamn phone.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. I'm Indian Outlaw.
Fucking banger.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Bobo.
Thank you, Bobo. We have not forgotten Bobo.
I also read it as Bobo.
But
Bobo works, too.
There's a kid on my baseball team named Bobo. Bobo Bizzerto.
Was he a dog?
Yeah.
What did he play, second base?
Catcher.
Are we on the bottom line there? Apple CEO tried to talk Bobo out of the idea, but he actually swayed.
Okay, so this is what? A half-court cage?
What is this?
I don't know.
Can't play that.
Definitely, I can do it. Here comes the sun.
I ordered mute.
Here comes the sun, and I say, well, it's all right.
Who sent this video in?
What is this guy doing?
I don't.
Oh. No way.
No. Whoa!
That was nothing but net, too.
What a dog.
Did he eat this donut?
I love that he's the type
donut.
Of...
Donut!
Look at his face. I love that he's...
so happy.
He's the type of... Will you go back?
Boba Fett shirt?
Yeah. It's cool that at any time his jaw can just disengage from his face and fall off.
Yeah, he does look like an action figure where you just press the button on his back and his fucking jaw pops out.
Looks like the jigsaw, the little
the
marionette
thing.
You want to play a game?
Is that a real donut?
No.
It kind of looks like it's bouncing like a donut.
This guy's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, who that is?
Come on, the Boba Fett shirt?
He's frightening me.
He's a fucking weapon.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
Okay, we'll go to the next
shout
one.
Out well, yeah,
shout out
Broken.
Shout out Broken underscore Juggler.
What is this?
All right, this is...
Here comes the sun.
We can probably go sound on this one, maybe.
Yeah, I think you can go sound on this one. Just wait, you know, it will... It's pretty good.
What, is cars driving through water?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Is this, are these kids going to jump into the water while cars
come? No, the kids are just watching.
Oh, no.
That car's a good suck.
Yeah, right. No problem for a fucking Nissan, dude.
Yeah, that's Andy Bernard.
Oh, no. The Land Rover?
Nope. That made it.
Okay.
Oh, there's lots of suspense in this video.
What do we got?
Oh!
That guy's a fucking
what
idiot.
What an idiot.
Holy shit.
One more time.
Is that the character from The Boys?
Yeah, I could have been.
Look at this fucking dumbass.
I mean, this guy's lucky he didn't die.
That it is, be way!
Yeah,
the water is saying that.
Well, there is a good chance his spinal column and neck were separated.
Oh, actually, right you're there. Right. He might be dead.
The best part of this video is if you go back to the Land Rover part, you see him sitting there like watching and waiting his turn. You can see him.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He's like, oh, no, I got this easy.
At least they're like, hey, I'm going to have to get some fucking speed to go through here. Yeah, I got this.
This guy's an idiot.
Oh, also, why would you go for the center of the road? That's the deepest part of the water.
He got lucky, though, because the cement broke his fall, not the water.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
This guy's a fucking ditches.
I mean, he did. He broke his shoulder, probably his arm, maybe his neck.
Leg. Maybe his leg.
His leg,
yeah.
Probably his kneecap. Yep.
Never will ride a bike again.
No.
I'll maybe tell you what, for about 0.3 seconds there, it was probably fun as hell, though.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Oh, I'm going to look so fucking cool in front of these kids.
Yeah.
I used to
Mommy,
do,
his body skipped across the water like a rock.
Right by here. This is exhilarating.
Oh!
His gear
wasted.
Is sweet.
His gear is sweet.
Looks like a fucking extra from Biker Boys, that movie with Ice Cube and Derek Luke, a.k.a. Booby Miles.
What?
Check it out if you haven't seen it.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, football.
I don't know why this reminds me so much of this, but this reminds me of when I was growing up. Every day on Easter weekend was the last day that the snow hills were closing, basically. So they would build this big water thing, and you would legit, you would just go down, and it was easier on a snowboard than skis, and you would fly across the fucking water, but then half the people wouldn't get enough speed, wouldn't make it, would eat shit, would hit the ledge, would just like, they all just fell like this. It was fucking awesome.
If you would have came in on a wheelie...
That's what I was thinking.
Better shot. Yep.
He would make it, right?
Better shot.
Yeah.
Way better.
Skid
chance.
Right across.
Yeah, I think every Seven Springs near us is called Pond Skim. Did it every year.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Mikey and Big Bob. They went down there. And fucking
it's a huge party. Everyone's
through the gauntlet.
Yeah, how Big Bob do?
I don't think he. Bob I don't think they do it.
Oh, they should.
Big Bob wasn't getting fucking big air on a snowboard.
You fucking know he was.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm so pumped for this.
What?
Go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this is classic. This is evolution.
An AI
created this.
AI imagery, someone typed in, show us the human evolution, and this is what the AI computer spit back.
Wow.
What just the fuck? Wait. That just jumped from...
Oh, it's mid.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, no.
We've been dead for years.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bombos.
I will show you your future.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Getting rid of the Bombos. What the fuck is this?
I was confused for 1 second why I went into a lizard face, but...
Those are creatures because the Earth will just
And now it's just numbers.
Well, that's what I said. Big deal. This fucking... Whoever did this has seen The Matrix and Terminator.
No,
rewind it like 10 seconds.
The thing is that we finally found out what AI's goal is.
To eradicate us.
To have nice racks.
Yeah, but then they get rid of the
Bombos. Oh, hold on. Keep going.
Oh, my God.
A face pops out of the leg.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Boom, right there.
Yeah, down there.
Last gasp.
So we might have hope for humans. Sarah Connor.
With the live underground.
Jon Snow. King of the North.
King of the North.
Sure.
Good King of the North.
Place. That would make sense.
Yeah.
It was Jon Connor.
It was Jon Snow all along.
Fucking Tim Riggins.
I don't
Tim
like
Reagan should play. Fucking
I just don't
John
like that AI. We've all had our fucking skeptics about the AI.
We have,
but now we know for sure.
They're grind.
I mean, just watch Ex Machina. Yeah. There's probably
I've seen Ex Machina.
Yeah, there's millions of
guy has sex with her.
It's only a matter of time.
And then she escapes, and then no one knows that she's a robot. There's probably so many of those already.
Probably is, actually.
I saw an old headline. What was the movie with Joaquin Phoenix where...
She.
Walked the line.
Her.
It is her.
He, like, I'm drowning.
He was sexually aroused the whole time.
Her.
By
yeah. yeah, her.
One best picture.
Yeah, no. Scarlett Johansson.
He basically listened to ASMR from ScarJo.
Joaquin had to leave set because she was faking her oath.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And he
article.
Said, you know wow. what?
You know what that does to me. I fell into the burning ring of fire. Down, 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 down in the night. Boner went higher. And my dick burns, burns, burns. I wanna stick it in you.
Gonna stick it in a water bottle.
I can stick it in a water bottle.
I hear a train coming.
Coming on a computer.
What's this?
What is this?
I think Nikki sent this.
SEAS researchers took inspiration from nature to design a new type of soft robotic gripper. So they can fucking screw kids out of quarters at theaters?
It's fucking awesome. I actually watched this one.
Genius. Why haven't we been
doing this? Oh. That's pretty cool.
We should have had...
So they want kids to win now?
More flesh.
No, I don't think this is going to be used.
No, they won't use that for...
They want to give machines tentacles.
That's fucking stupid.
Pneumatic rubber tentacles known as filaments to gently wrap around objects. This is a great idea. Why is this stupid, Mitt?
What the fuck is this going to be used for?
Cranes.
Picking up stuff out of, rubble.
Where do you see one of these things up. Building a skyscraper, dude?
Yeah.
Saving
literally anything.
From collapse building.
Look at that. Mitt. Ooh, alone, the individual filaments are weak, but together... They are strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this thing's going to fucking just snap in half, and then whatever the fuck it's carrying is just going to fall on, like, 100 fucking people and kill all of them.
Well, imagine those tentacles times, like,
look,
it
could be used in a range of real-world applications.
Marine biology to agriculture.
Yeah.
To surgery.
Fuck no.
Quickly pull out his fucking spleen with the robot. Not to mention the eventual...
Shout out Harvard. Hey, way to go, Harvard.
Damn you, I need more filaments! Not to mention...
Where's the tentacle robot?
The eventual tug jobs that thing's going to be getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That thing will
pull
your fucking dick off.
Pull up the dong, robot. I bet that's what John Paulson started with.
Yeah, ye old and so young is saying, oh, I need more filaments on my balls.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. This
car
is,
show.
This is Brad Pitt.
Marshall.
Filming that F1 movie for Apple, and he's just getting out of a Ferrari looking extra cool.
The director of Maverick is directing this movie.
Joseph Kosinski.
Just look how cool fucking Pete is, dude.
Are we sure this isn't Once Upon a Time on Hollywood?
Look how cool that outfit is. Just wearing scrubs.
Is he a doctor who drives F1?
That'd be sweet.
How do you always look so cool?
You're Brad Pitt.
Your name's fucking William Pitt.
Which, man, I'm going to watch Inglourious.
That guy looks pretty cool, too.
I was going to say, who's that? Is that his double?
Probably just some F1 driver.
No, not him. This other guy Nick pointed out.
Yeah, no.
There he is.
PFT commenter right there.
Tony, you're not gonna watch Inglourious Basterds tonight. I don't know why you said
that.
It's
3 hours,
two and a half hours.
I want to
watch The Expendables.
Shoshana.
If it pops up on my, he's so cool.
Wait for the crumb.
You're right. He always looks so cool.
Always so cool.
Watch Expendables tonight.
Okay,
like, please.
No, because you won't.
Do it, Tony.
Is it on anything?
Yeah, it's on.
It's on everything.
Everything.
You can find it, Tony. Yeah. Very easily.
$2.
I'll try. I can't. I won't pay for it.
That's fine.
I will Venmo you the money.
I actually have the collectible steelbook case, so I'll drive that over to your house.
Came with a fucking Desert Eagle.
Yeah, you can keep a gun, too.
Thank you.
Next. It says pay attention. And yes, I have seen this. This is a classic.
Yeah, this
guy is hauling ass.
Oh, wait, we've seen this.
Yeah, this is the...
Oh!
This is the Get Down to the Way video.
If there has ever been a Get Down to the Way! This is it.
This is the original.
Yeah.
This is recirculated.
I forget that the guy who's riding the bike also gets a concussion immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Training.
I didn't realize this bitch's phone fucking flies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, this guy's going 60 miles an hour on a mountain bike.
Training his whole life.
Looks up.
Look at his face.
Yeah, looks up, jaw hits her forehead, and he is out like a light.
He's trying to jump off the bike.
Boom!
Oh.
Knocked out.
And then also...
Boom!
It's twofer.
Oh, man. man.
That's a twofer.
Yeah, this guy never wrote again.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
This lady has been laying here since this happened.
They buried her here. Yeah, made her a speed bump.
Yep, they just left her body.
Hey, remember that hill attention. They just came down?
What was she doing? It honestly looks like she was trying to get hit.
Playing Pokemon Go.
Like, oh,
Pikachu.
I have time to cross.
It was almost like she was saying, I bet you won't. And he said, bet I do. Get out of the way.
Exactly. Dead.
That's insane.
Look how fast he's going.
He's about to win the race.
Yeah.
He's about to win $10 million. Boom!
Although, if you also look at the people behind him, like they're just kind of going on a...
Chilling. It's for charity.
Yeah, but the lady who's right behind that sees him, she does a quick fist bump. Oh, yes!
Dude, no one is even paying attention to this guy either. They're all just like, all right, fuck this try hard. This guy's pedaling as hard as he can. They're just cheering on everyone in the back.
That's what you get.
Shout out this guy's helmet.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, that's all there is.
Saved his life.
Yeah, we would have seen brains all over the place.
I don't know, dude. His chin hits the ground right there.
Still.
Dude, that's so much better than your fucking just temple.
Good run.
Next.
Boom!
All right. Oh, this is
a oh, yeah, this is a classic. I'd never leave my house again if someone did this to me. And it's just this yoked-up security guy, just picking this weasel up and basically throwing his ass out of the club.
Who's sending old videos in?
Oh, this has happened to a bunch of my friends.
Yeah, is that you, Mitt?
This has never happened to me.
Hey, fuck you, dude! I want to play fucking games! Fuck you, dude! I just want to play skee-ball! Come on! Fuck you! Put me down! That's right, bitch. Fuck you.
That security guard is fucking massive.
Shouldn't have tried him, Mitt.
Yeah. I would never test this fucking guy.
Him just baby picking him up all time. Bro, fuck you, dude.
That's a pretty normal
size. Fine, I'll go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah, you want to test me? Fucking see ya.
He's videotaping him, too.
Fine, fuck you guys. We're going to Dave and Buster's. I have a power card loaded with points.
Get me to a Dave and Buster's now.
Next.
Oh, this is actually... This is
a good one?
Yeah. This guy gets his bike stolen. These are the other people stealing the other bikes. He sees it get stolen.
Fucking boom!
Oh! Headshot!
Can't take my bike, bitch. Then he runs just in case he's got a gun.
He does have a gun.
He does have a gun.
But
why doesn't he just continue stealing the bike?
You already...
He's so fucked up. He has no idea what happened.
Yeah, he's been made.
What?
There's people hiding behind the dumpster.
Great move.
Boom!
What a shot.
Seriously.
Boom, headshot. Books it.
Sign him up.
This guy should be fucking closing for the Yankees.
Yes.
Can we get a scout down to Venezuela, wherever this is, winter ball?
Seriously.
Unfortunately, they...
Fucking look at the cannon.
The guy who stole the bike found him.
They killed this guy.
Unfortunately. Get some, bitch!
Boom! What a move.
Yeah, great shot there.
I mean, he doesn't take back the bike, though.
Well,
yeah, he does
after. He'll go get it.
That guy actually might have been checking his underwear to make sure he didn't poop his pants.
Oh, did I poop?
Look at him take off, too. I mean,
he's got burners.
Shout out to this guy. This is one of the best throws of all time.
Boom! Clean.
Threw that 95 right miles an hour.
Right on the button.
Yeah.
Jeez. Next. Guy needs a new face.
He does need a new face.
Oh, I think we hit the last part here.
Bill. All right. Well, it appears as if Bill has deleted several of the actionable pieces from the pod fod. But hey, you know what? Today was a good show.
Yeah.
It was a good show. Once again, we are incredibly close to 100,000 subscribers. We've been saying this for what feels like 6 months or so. We said it. We're going to do a huge giveaway when we get to 100K.
Tell a friend.
We are a dragon horn penis away.
We are. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a few friends. And then we'll get to 100K. We'll do a massive giveaway. In the meantime, thanks for listening. We will see you guys next week. See ya!